Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephanie Winston is here, too, because she's a good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our organization experts. Stephanie is founder and director of the organization, the Organizing Principle, which is a New York-based consulting firm. She's the author of a number of documents on organization, including her book, which is a New York Times bestseller, Getting Organized. She's our good friend. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I'm delighted to be here.
And something under a billion copies of this Getting Organized have been sold, right, Stephanie?
What do we say, from your mouth to God's ears?
That's right. certainly, hundreds of thousands of these puppies have gone out, folks. And so that means it's a pretty darn good book, which also means you don't have to just take my word for it. Stephanie, I know you travel a lot. I travel a lot. More and more folks are traveling on business.
When
I used to travel years and years ago, mm-hmm. once you left the house, mm-hmm. once you left your office, almost until you got to, maybe you got to a payphone or something, mm-hmm. you were basically incommunicado.
Mm-hmm.
There was not much, there was any way, until cell phones came along,
mm-hmm.
And by the way, folks, you young folks, there used to not be cell phones. They haven't always been with us. But now,
we're dating ourselves, Jim.
Exactly. But now, you're always available, and so there's so many more things to keep up with now when we're traveling, isn't there?
Well, there's a tremendous amount to keep up with when we're traveling, and also, Jim, one thing to keep in mind is that business travel, is hard anyway under the best of circumstances, and it's gotten harder with all this increased security.
Yeah.
So I've developed, I'm partnering with Office Depot, and I've developed some tips that hopefully will make business travel a little easier and a little bit more productive on the road. And can I start with the question of the briefcase, okay?
Okay,
because this is something that really does bedevil people.
Does anybody even carry briefcases on airplanes anymore?
Well, you can up to a certain size, the regulation size. But, you can still carry a regulation briefcase or tote as long as it sits within their within their frame. And, the thing is, and a briefcase, as we know, can easily become a black hole. So here's what I recommend, because a lot of times you'll arrive at your destination for a meeting or whatever, and you'll say, oh, my gosh, I forgot to bring this or that. Here's my big tip. Don't let your briefcase be a black hole. Keep it by the side of your desk as you're planning your trip, so that when something comes up that you say, oh yeah, I need that at the meeting in Chicago or Detroit or wherever I'm going, then you simply drop it in as you go. And I love briefcases with a lot of pockets. There's a line that I like, an Office Depot line, but I think it's a really good, really sturdy, handsome thing, nice price too, called Foray, Foray. And they have a variety of different styles. But one of my favorites is, or among my favorites, are the ones with lots of pockets. So let's say, for example, that you're going from, Detroit to Las Vegas, okay? And then you're going on from Las Vegas to L.A. or Denver and different flights. So in compartment A, put your materials for flight A. And for, compartment B, put your materials for flight B. And that really, really keeps you organized along the way.
Do women treat their briefcases like they do their purses?
Well, that's a really interesting question.
And I want the answer to it, too, by the way.
And I'm going to give it to you because I am a woman. Yay! And I travel. And I think you're right. I think women, I don't want to generalize that much.
You can generalize.
I can generalize? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I do, and then I think a lot of women do it. You're absolutely right. I tend to treat my briefcase as my handbag. So, and you know what? That can get me into trouble. So sometimes because then I start dropping in my cosmetics
and
my
personal. And you forget what's in there, don't you?
And shoes, you know, absolutely need those shoes. And so I've learned, however, and this is just a trick that I've used myself and hopefully useful for others, that what I do is with my tote, because I do know I accumulate lots of stuff, that maybe once a day, at the end of the day, I'll go through it, I'll pull out that stuff. And one temptation for everyone, men and women, is to use your briefcase, and that's whether it's travel or local work briefcase, as a long-term storage facility. Guess what? It's not supposed to be that.
Right.
So every evening, go through and use my TRAF system, TRAF, toss, refer, act, and file, to really make sure that your briefcase is really working for you for the next day.
Well, you know, as a little side note here, recently we were traveling, my wife and I were traveling, and her purse caused a little bit of a stir in the security system there. I don't know why, but for some reason they wanted to look into her purse.
Uh-huh.
And when we travel, her purse is kind of a two-suiter. You know, it's not really just a purse, it's a two-suiter. But it looks like a purse, it's just really big. But anyway, so this young man is going through this. He's going through this purse.
Yeah.
And I'm watching him, and I have this whole new appreciation for what these guys go through. I mean, that's a tough way to make a living for a guy to have to search through a woman's purse. And I'll tell you what, I've never envied those guys since then. If I ever envied them before, you know, to spend your day going through women's purses, that's got to be rough.
Well, it is because we women, I mean, we do tend to, you know, I think it's a fundamental insecurity or something that if we do not have our entire worldly goods with us to take care of any eventuality, of our stuff, whereas I really envy men. I mean, what do? You just have those pockets or something and
we don't worry about
carry bag and that's it. You don't worry.
We don't worry about it. But, you know, seriously, one of the things that I get into when I travel, I have... Mm-hmm. Depending on what I'm doing, how long I'm going to be gone, and of course I take my show with me when I travel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I have two or three different pieces of equipment that I use to travel around with, and I have to make sure that there are business cards in each one of them.
Right.
So I like the pockets thing. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I have other little tools that I have to use for my show, different things that are not, you know, besides my broadcast equipment. That are you know, I don't have a lot of extra ones, and so I have to make sure that things get moved around, and so, you know, the type of bag that I use, the type of things that I use to carry all my stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's really important. I spend a lot of time finding just the right one so that everything gets in there and I don't leave anything behind.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This 4A line, it's very nice. It has really a wide variety. And my guess is that you can find, you know, whatever your concern. But let me make or ask you
hold
this,
on, Jim. Hold on to that thought, Stephanie.
Sure.
You can ask me that when we come back. We have to sell some things, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Stephanie Winston. She's the author of Getting Organized. And that's what she's trying to do for us right now. Del Shannon for you there, folks. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time with our good friend Stephanie Winston, the author of Getting Organized. Stephanie, give us your website, please.
Certainly. Well, actually, right at the moment, I'm working with Office Depot, so it's officedepot.com/getorganized.
Get organized. And so check that out when you get a chance, folks. And my website, folks, if you want to go back and hear some of the interviews that Stephanie has conducted with us in the past about getting organized, and I encourage you to do that, you can do that by finding her place in our brain trust, and the website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and check out all the other things while you're there. Stephanie, I was teasing a little, half teasing a little while ago about the women and the purses and getting through security and everything. I do feel sorry for women when they travel because they do have to carry a lot more stuff. I mean, there's certain, you guys have higher standards than guys do. And some of it you place on yourself, some of it are placed on you.
Yeah.
And so you have to carry a lot of extra stuff. You know, if you were gone for 5 days, how many pairs of shoes would you take?
Oh my gosh, Jim, don't even ask. Well,
More than one pair per day, though, right?
Well, I try to carry at least three. Let me put it that way. And I try to make them neutral, you know, black or tan in some way. But you know what women do, I think, more than men do, is that we tend to dress for every eventuality.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's some sort of gender gene on that, and I'm not even going to try to fight it. But having said that, let me make a suggestion to reduce the poundage. Because if you're going to carry a certain amount of clothing poundage, then one way to reduce the paper poundage, particularly, again, if you're going for conferences or meetings in your travels, is you can FedEx ahead, which is really a great solution.
That's a great idea.
You can carry with you the Ativa, A-T-I-V-A, nice brand, USB flash drive. And there is so much. It's a portable hard drive, but it literally fits on a keychain. It looks like magic.
Drives are the handiest things. It's a pocket on a shirt.
Is that the most amazing?
We use them all the time. We must have a dozen of them around here.
And you know what I just learned recently is that you can actually do a PowerPoint presentation on a flash drive. This little bitty thing you can put on a keychain.
Oh, yeah.
I was just astonished.
Well, you know, give speeches, if I use PowerPoints, we have it on my computer that I take with me.
Right.
But there's usually already a computer that is hooked up to the overhead projector system, sometimes the computers and the projectors have to be synchronized.
Yeah.
And so rather than hooking my computer up to it, we just pop the flash drive in, and they literally run the thing off of my flash drive. They don't have to download it to that computer.
No, it's just amazing.
Because sometimes I don't want them to have my stuff.
Well, exactly. Oh, and one very nice thing specifically about this Ativa brand is it has antivirus protection, so that there's no reason to be concerned at all about plugging your own hard drive into another computer. So I think it's great.
You can get like a gig for $50 or something like that in these thumb drives. I don't know how much the model you're talking about costs, but I mean the price is unbelievable. And you can get up to 2 or 4 gigs now.
And just amazing. I mean, you know, and it happened so quickly. I mean, I think these very small hard drives just came on the market, at least for the general public, just a couple of years ago. That's when I became aware of them anyway. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, you know. Oh, let me talk quickly, though, about another travel concern for a lot of people, okay, which is expenses. That people always say to me, they say, oh, my gosh, I've got these sheets and credit card reports. And this is a very low-tech solution, actually. That one is just carry with you a standard number 10 mailing envelope. Put your receipts inside the envelope, you know, try and keep them in date order, and then on the outside of the envelope, simply write, you know, what it is, the amount, etc. So that then basically you've already created your expense report, and then when you get back to the office or on the road, if that's convenient, and your laptop, you can just set it up as you go. And it's a real handy-dandy way to keep track of your expenses.
Well, I'm sure that I'm going to hear about this from my folks. They're going to be telling me to do my expenses the way you said, because mine come back in a big wad that are stuck in a pocket, and I say, here, you sort this out. they're so happy that I'm actually bringing receipts back. They don't complain.
They've got their priorities straight, right?
Oh yeah, no, they don't like where I am, but they like the progress.
Okay.
They like the direction we're heading in.
You're moving along the correct path,
and that's what they say. So
that's the important thing.
Yeah, that's right. So low expectations for me is always good. It's always good to have low expectations when you're dealing with me. What are some other organizing things we need to know about?
For example, I have a little bit of a checklist here. One less thing to worry about always is to carry on, you know, whatever you can, and to be very, you know, onto the plane and to be very aware now. Mm-hmm. You can still carry things on. It's not that you can't carry totes and bags on, but that they're very, very limited in size now. So going back to this canny packing that we were talking about, is a very important thing. Let people know where you're going to be, and that means your personal people and, you know, your spouse, your kids, whatever, and the people at the office. Oh, and one other very, very nice thing.
Quickly, when you're 20 seconds.
I'm sorry?
Quickly.
Okay. Travel is tough now. Bring with you an Ativa digital photo frame that allows you in the evening to set it up by your bedside and look at a slideshow of photographs of your family and loved ones.
That's a good idea. Hey, Stephanie, thank you for being here. Give us that website again, please.
Sure. It's officedepot.com/getorganized.
Thanks, Stephanie. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Stephanie Winston, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Getting Organized, available wherever books are sold. Quick break. Right back with Rich Galen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You say the same words to someone else when I'm not there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.